This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
On Friday, we get the jobs report for May, and it includes a measure we talk about a lot on this show, the labor force participation rate, which is exactly what it sounds like, the percentage of the population that's working or looking for work. Back in April, it was 62.6%, still well below where it was before the pandemic. Generally, the more people in the labor force, the healthier the economy. But one challenge the U.S. faces is that the population is aging. Many who quit work may not come back. And so with that, some economists actually prefer to look at a different barometer. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Olga Millman recently got full-time work at a community college in Lower Manhattan. Her duties include helping students meet their basic needs, like finding housing and food. She also does strategic planning.
We're doing fundraising. I'm planning a gala with a silent auction. So I love my job.
Millman is 52 years old and is included in the prime age employment to population ratio. That's the percentage of people in the U.S. between the ages of 25 and 54 who have jobs. It's currently 80.8%. That means 4 out of every 5 people in that age group is working.
It's among the highest it's been since the early 2000s.
Ryan Sweet is chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics. He says this ratio is a good barometer of the overall health of the labor market because it excludes younger people who are more likely to be in and out of school, as well as older people who may be retired. Instead,
these are people that need to be working and should be working.
Sweet says with employment as high as it is, some industries like hospitality and retail will continue to have a hard time finding workers unless they start paying way more.
That's why you're seeing a lot of automation. So, for example, we took our kids to a restaurant recently and they brought out an iPad, and you order on the iPad. One person brought out the food. So there's ways to automate and reduce the demand for some of these workers.
Back in Lower Manhattan, Olga Millman says she'll keep working well past prime age, partly because she doesn't have enough money to retire early. Also, she says her job gives her a purpose. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.